Thank you, Father, tonight. We appreciate and bless your name. We give you praise. What a wonderful God we serve. All right, I want us to start by teaching you a song. Then we'll go to worship. And then we'll begin to pray. And then we'll begin to prophesy. And then we'll begin to download. Praise God. And we will have our data on fully. We won't mix our data. We want to make a full download of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm learning a lot of things, new things these days. How you can mix data. So you just see the email half. We want to have full data so that we can download fully what the Lord is showing us. Amen. All right. It's a song by William McDowell. You know the man that wrote the song, I give myself away. Can we sing together? I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away. I give myself away. So you can, I give myself away. Give myself away. Give myself away. I give myself away. So you can. Give myself away. Give myself away. Give myself away. Give myself away. So give myself away. Give myself away. Give myself away. I give myself away. So you can give myself away. Give myself away. Give myself away. I give myself away. So you can. Give myself away. Give myself away. Give myself away. I give myself away. Give myself away, give myself away, give myself away, so you give myself away, give myself away. Here I am. Here I am. Here I stand.
Here I am.
Lord,
Lord,
my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm looking. I give myself away. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing. Your desire revealed in me.
Your desire revealed in me.
Lord, I give myself away. Give myself away. I give myself away.
So you can help me, Lord.
Lord, I give myself away. Speak to God tonight and just keep us up for Him. I give myself to you. Give myself to you.
Give you my heart.
Give myself to you. Hallelujah. 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 When it was done, he wrote another one. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. With all the nothing. With all and nothing, I surrender.
I surrender
to you. Everything,
everything I give
to you. With all and nothing. With all and nothing. I surrender,
I surrender
to you. Everything,
everything
I give to you. With all and nothing,
with all and nothing,
with all and nothing, with all and nothing. Some others say, I surrender,
I surrender
to you. Everything,
everything
I give
to you.
I surrender,
I surrender
to you. Everything,
everything
I give
to you.
I surrender all,
I surrender
all
to you.
Everything,
everything
I give
to you.
The mother says, I surrender.
Nothing,
with all and nothing,
nothing,
with all and nothing,
nothing,
with
more than nothing.
With all than nothing.
With all than nothing.
Come out and say,
with all than nothing.
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 With all than nothing. I surrender.
I surrender.
Transaction right now. Father, I hand over everything to you. I give you everything. I release everything to you. I hold nothing back. Nothing due to dear to my life. My time, my heart, my gifting. I release everything. Everything you have blessed me with, Father, I lay down. Lay down. And I give you all of it.
I gave you all of me. I gave you all of me. I gave you all of me.
Somebody say,
I gave you all of me.
Somebody say,
I gave you all of me. I gave you all of me. I gave you all of me.
I give you all of me.
I give you all of me.
I Connect with God. Make a new commitment to the Lord. Consecrate yourself tonight. And consecrate yourself. Consecrate your family. Consecrate your heart. Consecrate everything. Lay everything at the feet of the Master tonight. Say, Lord, may this sacrifice be acceptable in your sight. Lord, I give you my marriage. I give you my finance. I give you my career. I give you everything. I give you my joy. I give you my excitement. I give you part of my breakthroughs. But I also give you my pain. Lord, nothing will take your place in my heart. No joy will take your place. No pain will take your place. I release everything to you. I give you all of it. Oh, make that transaction. Make that commitment. Consecrate yourself to me. A consecration meeting. Consecrate yourself and say, Father, I consecrate my heart. My heart is set on pilgrimage. May I go from strength to strength until I appear before you, God, in Zion. Spirit of God, I give you all of me. I give you my husband. I give you my wife. I give you my job. I give my business. I give you my ministry. I give you everything. I release it to you, Jesus. I give you all of me. My pancreas, my kidney, my vitals, my brain, my mind. Let my mind think of what will bring forth your glory upon the earth. Let my leg be used to go around preaching your word. Let my mouth be used to proclaim your name. Let every resource you give me, Father, be used for the advance of your kingdom and for the establishment of your will on the earth. I give you all of me, Jesus. Come on, make a commitment to the Lord tonight. Lord, give me everything. Give me everything. I give you everything. Lord, I've already given you my meal. I've already given my breakfast. Given you my lunch. Given you my dinner. Some of you decided to just go 3 days fasting, or 4 days, or 2 days, or 7 days. I know that. Nobody told me, but I perceive that strongly. You're already giving the Lord your meal. You're already giving the Lord your comfort. Some of you are fasting the pleasures of your heart, the things that are very close to your heart before now. Just try to release them and just deprive yourself of them. It's consecration. And God loves it. Now tell him, Lord, I want to give you more. Until there is nothing for me but everything for you. I give you all. I give you not only my meal, Lord. Some of you are beginning to give God the early hours of the day in prayer. Some of you are staying up some part of the night to pray, to connect with God. You're giving God part of your sleeping hour. You're giving God part of your chilling moments. And it's good. Say, Lord, there is more to give you. I give you all. I just don't want to give you most of my day, most of my time. I want to give you all of it. Some of you begin to touch your finances. You begin to make more partnership with God in here with your finances. And say, Lord Almighty, take more, Lord. I want to give you more. Many of you are beginning to drop down all the flesh and the carnality and the selfishness. You're saying, well, it's not worth it. I'm giving up for the Lord. I'll just play the fool. I'll just play the stupid one. I'll just be quiet. I'll just be patient. It's beginning to take even your temperament. You're beginning more self-control. Say, Lord, I want to give you more. Take everything, Lord. I don't want to hold anything too dear to myself. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Somebody say, I give you all of me. 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 used to be fretful and get afraid. But you're learning to release it to Lord and say, Lord, I just hand over my fears. Lord, why should I worry when you are in charge of my life? But I trust you enough to take care of me. So I cast all my care. You're learning to cast your worries, anxieties, your fear upon the Lord. That's good. Tell him, Lord, I release it to you. My burdens, my cares, my frustrations, I release them to you. My selfishness, my self-indulgences. There are some things you could say before in the flesh, I couldn't do without. But now you're doing without them. You're releasing them to the Lord. It's a sacrifice. It's a consecration. You're sanctifying your heart and say, Father, nothing will take prior place but you alone. And it's good. You're learning to give the Lord all of you. He who did not withhold his only begotten Son, but gave him up for you, how much more will he also freely give you all things? So it's a transaction. He gave you everything. You're learning to give him some of the things. And it's okay. God is long suffering. But it's important for us to keep moving forward and keep increasing and keep upping our game to give him more until we can clearly say, Lord, I give you all of me. Until we can take it beyond just mere singing and mere rhetorics. Say, really, Lord. And then people can look into our lives and say, this is a man sold out to God completely. This is a woman sold out to God totally. She has no life of her own. She lives only for the joy of the King. She has given her all to the Lord. Lord Almighty, bring us to that point. Like Anna in the temple, who gave the rest of her widowhood to serving the Lord, she was privileged to see the arrival of the salvation of Israel. Like Simeon, who spent the better part of his old age in the temple, inquiring in the temple of the Lord. And I think God is bringing us, his church, in the 21st century to understand the place of consecration again. That's why he's brought us into this 21 days of falling on our faces every day, dividing ourselves a choice meal, an ointment, an ornament. Some of you are starving ornaments. You're saying, I'm just going to be more modest in this thing. I'm just going to humble myself and just be modest. So my daughter asked me, said, Dad, your hair looks bushy. I said, I'm giving to the Lord. I don't know what you are giving to the Lord. I'm just talking to you myself. We don't even want to look good and we don't even want to look nice. But this spirit of consecration, we give it to the Lord. He said, Daddy, where is your pattern? I said, I'm giving my pattern to the Lord. So some of the worst pictures you could ever take of me in this hour is this moment. It's my John the Baptist moment. My brother actually says, Brother Jerome moment. I really want to say it, it's my brother Jerome moment. But friends, something has to give. Something has to give. It's how we make a statement to the Lord that we are sacrificing. The Bible says, let them come to me, all those who are covenanted with me by sacrifice. It has to cost you something. It cost him his own son. Everything in heart. This is not going to come cheap to you, friend. It has to cost you your meal. And I speak to someone here who's not been able to say, well, I just can't stand fast. I can't stop myself my breakfast. It's too costly. It's too expensive. I can't do that. This thing has to cost you. I know you can talk about grace all you want, but the perfection of God's grace came through suffering. You're not going to write the Bible. If it is true that as he is, so we are in this world, we can't rewrite the scriptures. The scripture cannot be broken. So I don't know what you are suffering right now. And sometimes things that people will say to you and you will take offense and you will really forget and you really, really fight and you really, really ask your right and you say, well, I'm not even going to come to you. I'll come to you after 21 days. But by the time you get there 21 days, you no longer want to do that again. you're giving it to the Lord. You're giving even your rights to the Lord. You're saying the Lord will fight for me. The Lord is my lawgiver. The Lord is my judge. That's a lot of sacrifice. Because naturally in yourself, you wouldn't do that. It has to take an understanding of deep consecration for you to say, I'm giving up to the Lord. Yes. And it's a good thing. I surrender to you everything. Everything I give to you. I surrender
to you.
Everything
I give.
My mother said,
I surrender all.
I surrender.
nothing. It all is nothing.
I give you all of me.
Somebody say,
I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me.
I give you all of me.
I give you all of me. I give you all of me.
Talk to God tonight. Talk to the Lord and say, Father, everything, 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 everything I give to you, Lord. I give you everything. So we need to learn to give to God, not just to come to receive from Him. That's the beauty of relationship. When you're always receiving from the other person, you're always receiving, you're always taking, you're always taking, you're always taking, you're always taking, you're always taking. You don't hold the relationship. The beauty and the power of relationship is reciprocity. That's the power of relationship. The power of relationship is reciprocity. That's what validates, that's what authenticates relationship. He gives to you, you give to Him. And you try to outdo Him in giving. He gave His only begotten Son, you gave Him your very life. So, you will always look up from heaven and say, wow. You want to outdo me giving? That's why the scripture says to prefer one another, to outdo one another, to seek to outperform one another in giving and in sharing. And I know it may be a hard thing for me to do, but I want to outgive God. The Bible says Abraham, at a point when the father engaged him, he said, give me your son, your only begotten son, the promise I gave you. Can you give God the promise I gave you? The promise you waited for 35, 40 years? And now he's come and he says, give it. And he says, you want? Can you give the promise to God? But Abraham became the power and the father of faith, because the promise that he waited for 50 something years, as soon as God made a demand on him, he said, Lord, you can have the promise. He gave God everything. The Bible says God looked at him. He said, you cannot give me given. Provided an arrest. For forever he went on in the annals that is a man of faith, the father of faith. Because he sought to outperform God in giving. Kingdom life is built on partnership. And partnership is built on reciprocity. So, Father, tonight, on behalf of this house, I stand. And I rededicate this great house to you. I dedicate every brother, every sister, every man of God, every one of God. We dedicate every child. This is a real dedication, friends. We dedicate every child, we dedicate every husband, every wife, every teenager, every spinster, every bachelor, every married woman, every married man, every baby in the womb, every toddler, Lord Almighty, every teenager, every tween, Father, we rededicate everyone. And we say, Father, here they are. Here I am. Somebody say.
Here I stand,
say,
Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, am lost, give to me. give myself away. Give myself away. Say, I give myself away. So you can use me. Say, I give myself away. Somebody say with me, I give myself away. Give myself away.
I give myself away. So you can use me.
Say, I give myself away.
Have you brought for the Lord? A thousand camels and 1,000 hills can never impress God. Everything He owns, including your very life, nothing. Nothing. God wants you. There might be someone here listening to me who has not committed his heart to Christ. You're giving God your money. You're giving God your church service time. But you haven't given Him your life. That's what He's looking for. If God doesn't have your life, He doesn't have nothing for you. You might as well keep your money. And keep your supposed worship. True worship is in releasing our spirit to Him. Like Jesus saying, unto your hand I commit my spirit. Until your spirit is saved, you have brought no sacrifice. For the sacrifice that is a pleasing to God, is a contrite heart and a broken spirit. A broken spirit and a contrite heart, God will not despise. But where the sacrifice then remains, a broken spirit, a repentant heart. Father, tonight, I yield my spirit to you. Yield my soul. Come on, yield to God. And if they cannot
If you cannot effectively pray that you're not born again, then you need to confess your sins right now and get born again, get changed and get saved. For no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit of God. So I want us to relocate our spirit and say, Father, I yield my spirit tonight. If there's anyone here who's not yet born again, say, Lord, I yield my spirit tonight. Pastor said the greatest sacrifice, the best sacrifice, is that of a broken spirit and a contrite heart. So, Father God, I bring that sacrifice tonight. Because sometimes people try to give God some bribe of some money and give God some millions or give God some thousands or give God some supposed physical things. Said, if I needed food, I'll have told you. What I need is your heart. That's why I sent my son. That's why I gave my son first as a sacrifice. To model what sacrifice is to you. And if I did not withhold my only begotten son, but I gave him up for you, and there's nothing I can give to you. But I want to see what you bring first. So God looking for you. God looking for our hearts, friends. God looking for our sacrifice. He says, bring them to me, those who have covenanted with me by sacrifice. Father, tonight, we bring our heart, we bring our soul, we bring our spirit, we bring our body. May they be living sacrifices. May they be holy before you. May they be acceptable. May our prayer be like incense. May the lifting up of our hands be like the evening sacrifice. May it be like a burnt offering, rising up. May they be pleasing your nostrils. May you accept, Father God, by what we brought. Even the sacrifice of our very lives. We long to see your kingdom. We long to see your will established on the earth. We want to be partner with you, that the honor of your name may come upon the earth. Whatever it will take, Father, reveal it to us, Lord. We're willing to do it. Whatever we have to do, whatever price we have to pay, so make sure that your will is done upon the earth. That your kingdom is established among the sons of men. Whatever, Lord. Is it our money? Is it our talent? Is it our marriage? Is it our children? Lord, anything. Is it our time? Is it our ministry? Is it the reputation we have gathered among men? If you want it, Father, you can have it. So we are saying tonight, all of us, I give you all of me. But I want to make myself of no reputation. Jesus, I might yield everything, Father. My position among men, the honor of men bestow me at all times. May I be willing, Father, to sacrifice, to lay them at your feet, Father. To become all things to all men. So that sons of men can redeem back to you. Lord, whatever it will cost, I want your will done on the earth. Come talk to God tonight. Talk to the Lord tonight. I give myself away, Father. So you may use it. Use everything I have. Every grace, every functioning gift, every latent gift, every resource, including my wife, my daughter, my sons, my achievement, my ministry, my health, my waking moment, Lord Almighty, everything you want, Father, just say it, Lord. 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 Make it known, Father. And we will make it happen. You make it known. We will make it happen. You just say the word, Lord. We will make it happen. We make that commitment tonight. We say we are the generation that will make it happen. Don't look for another generation, Lord. We don't want you to wait for our children's children. Lord Almighty, my generation shall serve you. My generation shall establish your will. We shall speed your coming. We give ourselves away.
as a church to give ourselves as a capstone church with our walls. 360 Mutala Mountain Way. Wherever we are extended to Father God Almighty all over the world. We stand in representation and we dedicate our members all across the world, our children all over the world. Lord Almighty, we come to Shiloh tonight. We bring everyone. We bring everyone in the spirit of consecration. Those who are affiliated to us, those who are related to us, either by blood or by covenant, by affiliation, by association, man, all over the world. We bring them back. We come for Zion tonight. We are the ones born in Zion. We are the ones called by your name. We are the ones separated from the sons of men. We are the ones set apart for your holy use. We are the consecrated ones. We are the ones who understand sacrifice. We are the ones who have cut covenant with the author of life. So Father, as one man, I bring everyone before you. I bring our members. I bring our friends. I bring our associates. We bring our affiliates. We bring our partners and partnership all around the world. Father God Almighty, we represent them here today, Father. They are not here physically, Lord. But here, God Almighty, we stand here as a remnant. We stand in representation, not only for people of the castle, but also for members of the body of Christ all over the world. Father God, we stand in representation of the body of Christ. Father, more of you in our meetings, more of you in our churches, more of you in the life of ministers, apostles, bishops, prophets, pastors, teachers, people of the fivefold. More of you, Father. More of you, Lord. We give you all of us, all ministers. We stand on behalf of bishops, on behalf of archbishops, on behalf of people in ministry, on behalf of every single child of God. We recognize that if we stand, we represent them. So Father God, we stand tonight in representation of the body of Christ. May we come to a deeper place of sacrifice. May we come to a deeper place of reverence. May we come to a deeper understanding of consecration. May we be sanctified by the truth of your word. May we represent you in you. This is our desire tonight. As we give ourselves away, as we give ourselves to you. Spirit of God, accept our worship. Pray in the Holy Ghost, Church. Rabba Shabayara. Edebaba Roshara Raboyara. Mandara Bolaka Rabadegada. Bredeborina Madegabarodosa. Breke Gabarodosa Bayaya. Deborigada Baregedebarash. Rege proho rega da bagira ba, rakoro galaba sopere rega ba, manda yari ba zira ba kara rusa, rege reba la sopere de ba bashi, rada ganda la ba rege de ba naro busa, proko rega da ba rega da prodon zira busa da ba yira da, rege de gando lo mene ne mazeni ana mazira rusa. Ah ah, glory to God. Woo! Almighty, you've raised us for this reason. You saved us for this purpose. That we may show forth your glory among men. We are the new breed.
We are the new creatures. The world has never seen a time before. We are a new breed, called out of darkness into your marvelous light. We are royalty. We are priesthood. Father, so we bring our worship tonight as priests. Bring our worship and as priests. For you made us priesthood. You made us a kingdom of priests. So Father, as priests, my Father, we bring our worship. We bring our sacrifice. We bring our offering. We bring the fruit of our lips. We bring the experience of our heart. For we are priests unto you. A nation of priests. And we offer holy sacrifices. Lord, we also bring our crowns, O God. Because we are kings unto you. We are royalty. We submit every achievement, every accomplishment, every respect, every honor that men have bestowed upon us. Lord, we lay it at your feet, Father. Every appellation, every mark of honor, respect, every pedestal, Father, we bring before you. We lay our crowns before you tonight. We surrender ourselves to you. We surrender ourselves to you. We give you all. Every joy we have, we give to you. Every breakthrough, we give to you. Every achievement, every accomplishment, every honor. Lord Almighty, every branding that we have before men for respect. Lord Almighty, doesn't matter what men think about us, that we are A-list or we are great. Father, we bring them tonight. We cast our crowns on you. We cast our crowns under your feet. We cast our crowns under your feet. We cast our crowns under your feet. We surrender our hearts. We surrender our hope, Jesus. We are yours, O Lord. For there is nothing we have that we have not received from you. There is nothing we use that we have not been given by you. So, Father, tonight, everything we have received, we come back to you. Everything. We give you all of us. Give you everything.
Hallelujah.
You raise me up. I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk with the Lord. Psalm 84, Psalm 85, Psalm 86, Psalm 87, Psalm 88, and if the Lord permits us, Psalm 89. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Three, go. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have a young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does it withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man whose trust is in you. Say me, Father, in this season, we declare we will bring forth new life from your presence in this new season. Lord, may our strength be multiplied as we set our hearts on a fresh pilgrimage with you. We honor you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Psalm 85. Three, go. You showed favor to your land, O Lord. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turn from your fierce anger. Restore us again, O God our Savior, and put away your pleasure towards us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what the Lord will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints. But let them not return to folly. Surely, his salvation is near those who fear him. That his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 86. Three, go. Hear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, I am devoted to you. You are my God, Savior, servant, who trust in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your love toward me. You have been delivered me from the depths of the grave. The arrogant are attacking me, O God. A band of ruthless men seeks my life, men without regard for you. But you, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Grant your strength to your servant, and save the son of your maidservant. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see and be put to shame. For you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 87. 3, go. He has set his foundation on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me, Philistia too and Tyre along with Cush, and will say, this one was born in Zion. Indeed, of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, this one was born in Zion. As they make music, they will sing, all my fountains are in you. Hallelujah. Pray the Holy Ghost. You are the one that is born in Zion. He shall be said, this one is born in Zion, born to rule, born to reign, born to worship, born to honor the Lord. This one wasn't born in Egypt. This one was born in Zion, born to worship, born to raise a new standard of humankind, born to raise a new level of humanity. This one was raised, was born, raised in Zion. And the Lord shall establish her. The Lord shall establish Zion as a holy place for himself, and her children as a holy people, a consecrated people, a sanctified people, a people separated from all other nations of the world, a special people unto the Lord. We are the ones born in Zion. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Karanabasha. Idabarubas Karanabayanabus. Nababayanabus Sanabay. Oh, that's a big glory. Lord, there's big glory in this meeting. Strong heaviness of the Spirit. Zion evokes the presence of God, because God is called as the one who dwells in Zion, the one who dwells in the city of the great King. Zion is the God over Zion. He is the Lord over Zion. He is the King over his people. His glory is over Zion. His glory is on us. We are the people born in Zion. For we have not come to Mount Sinai that burns with fire, but we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the great King. We have come to heavenly Jerusalem. We have come to the innumerable company of angels. We have come to the church of the firstborn. We have come to a company of the redeemed. We have come to the blood of sprinkling, the blood that speaks better things, and the blood of Abel. We are the ones. We are God's people. We are the special ones. That's who you are. Doesn't matter what the devil tries to say to your mind, you are the one born in Zion.
You're special. You're special to God. So you are special in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 88. Three go. O Lord, the God who saves me, day and night I cry out before you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draws near the grave. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like a man without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut up from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily upon me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends, and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, O Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? To those who are dead, rise up and praise you. Is your love declared in the grave? Your faithfulness to destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness? Or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, O Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I have been afflicted and close to death. I have suffered your terrors and I am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken my companions and loved ones from me. The darkness is my closest friend. Verse 89, 3 go. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. My mouth, I make witness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you establish your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly fair. He is more awesome than all who surround him. O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you steal them. You crush Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong hand, you scatter your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Ammon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endued with power. Your hand is strong. Your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exalt your righteousness. For you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision to your faithful, you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have exalted a young man from among the people. I have found David my servant. With my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my hand will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his name will be exalted. I will set his hands over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, you are my Father, my God, the Rock, my Savior. I will also appoint him my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail.
I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the earth endures. If his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and fail to keep my commands, I will punish their sins with the rod, their iniquity with flogging, but I will not take my love from him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David, that his love will continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. For you have rejected, you have spurned, you have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servant, and have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and reduced his strongholds to ruins. All who pass by have plundered him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have turned back the edge of his sword, and have not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with the mantle of shame. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how fleeting is my life. For what futility you have created all men. What man can live and not see death, or save himself from the power of the grave? O Lord, where is your former great love, which is in your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant has been mourned. How I bear in my heart the tongues of all the nations, the tongues of the people which your enemies have mocked, O Lord, with which they have mocked every step of your anointed one. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Sing in the Holy Ghost. Sing in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Psalm 19. 3, go. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, return to dust, O sons of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with the moon. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Hallelujah. You want to pray that in the Holy Ghost a little bit? In the name of Jesus.
Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Three, go. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 92. Psalm 92. Karadabashim. Debabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabar It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High. To proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. To the music of the string lyre and the melody of your harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord. How profound your thoughts. The sensitive man does not know. Fools do not understand. That though the wicked spring up like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they will be forever destroyed. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever. For surely your enemies, O Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. Fine oils have been poured upon me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteousness will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still be bearing fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in it." Come on, somebody say, "I receive it." Come on, somebody say, "I receive it." I'm praying the Holy Ghost a little bit. Praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We receive it, Lord. We receive it, Lord. Baraba, Lord, marabaha. Come on, say, "Lord, I receive it." I receive it, Lord. Debarabosa, nana mosha, nentele brarabarabosa, ya, nentele brohora galabash, rege de brohora, narenga da baro maske yara, rege de brodo baska, mandele brodo marigala barragado boskele de bosa, rege brohora galagarasha, nentele hora galabrodo marigala brarine mozanda, nene mama, mashe barabo, rege brohora gada, rege brohora gada garabosa, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'll tell you what happened. I need to share this with you. We already crossed into scripture we're supposed to be receiving tomorrow. Talk about full measure, press down, shake it together, running over. And we are loving it, aren't we? So one more, hallelujah. Psalm 93. That's what happens. The Holy Ghost just takes over. That's what he does. And I have everything written down, everything tidied up, everything written. You know I write. And I block every day. I've already written all the days. But the Holy Ghost just and if the Lord speaks, who can but prophesy? Psalm 93, amen. And that's the last word to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
victory goal. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and his hand with strength. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas are lifted up, O Lord. The seas are lifted up their voice. The seas are lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thousands of the great waters. Mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your statue stands firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains.
We hope you heard the voice of the Lord through the message that you just heard. For further inquiries about other helpful resources and counseling, please visit us at the Capstone Church Without Walls, 360 Murtala Mohammed Way, Yaba, located beside Skybank, Yaba Bus Stop, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 080-77-248-222 or 080-2318-2030. You can email helpdesk@thecapstoneonline.com or simply visit us online at www.thecapstoneonline.com. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you indeed.
The road ahead is long and winding. With eyes of faith, you'll find the way. And when the journey leaves you weary, you can rest in the comfort of heaven's arms. Sweet loving arms, peace be with you. Peace will follow always as you go. But now you know that through the darkness there's a light. Remember, God loves you. When you open up your heart, His love will meet you where you are. He will always be a part of everything you do. He is there to set you free and give you all the strength you need to care. Remember, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you.